5:44 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is TC and Company, the show where we have TC talking about TC and all the things that are important in the world of TC. Right now, we're just waiting on our next big-name guest to call in, because that's what we do at TC and Company, is talk to all the newsmakers. So, what we have here, I believe, you guys like the Cowboys, right, in Dallas? Yeah, if you want to answer that. Right now, on the phones, we've got quite a big Cowboys announcement coming up. Jerry Jones has asked to use our airwaves on TC and Company to tell us what's going on with the power structure there. So, Jerry, do you have us?
I do have you. Do you have me, TC? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, I can just kind of barely hear you there. I have a big announcement I'd like to make, and I just wanted to come on Ticket and make it here. After much deliberation, procrastination, masturbation, I made a decision as to the succession of in the event of my death, who would take over the Cowboys. This was very hard for me to decide. I basically started off knowing only one thing, and that was it would not be Jerry Jr. So I have decided that Spalding will be my successor. He is a heartbeat away from being the GM that screws up the Cowboys from here on out. And so I just wanted to bring Spalding on here and let him make a short announcement.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Grandpappy Jerry. Thank you, Grandpappy Jerry. Just want to take this opportunity to let you, Mr. Gonk, and Jody, and everybody else out there know that it was my doing to have Mr. Worldwide Pitbull himself perform on that Thanksgiving Day, yes, sir. And that's just the first of many kick-ass decisions I'll be making for this franchise. I tell you what, I'm going to take a page out of my Grandpappy's playbook. Hey, Grandpappy Jerry. You remember when you had Prince Bandar from Saudi Arabia come on down here and he met all them players and who have you? Remember that, Grandpappy Jerry?
I think he does.
I do remember that. I remember it very well. Very well.
The only person in this world who understands what it's like to be as rich and powerful and opulent and young as I am, Spalding, is the supreme leader of the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. So, Grandpappy, if it's all right with you, I'm going to have Un in your suite at the next Cowboys home game. Yes, sir. That's right. You'll be pulling Terrence Newman's jersey up over his head, yes, sir, just like I do. Yep, and I'm going to take him out to Uptown, I tell you, on a Sunday afternoon for pool parties at Sisu with Tyler Sagan and Chandler Parsons, Grandpappy. And we're going to film some trick shot videos with Dude Perfect, yes, sir. And Un and I are going to get a big old fancy room at Hotel Zaza. And when we're going to do dinner, we're going to invite Ariana Grande and beat up her backside like she was Adrian Peterson after one of his kiddos wouldn't share with one of his other kiddos from another baby mama. Yes, sir. And you can come, too, if you want to, Grandpappy. You can come, too. You, too, Gonk. All y'all can come on. Come on, join us. Yes, sir. That's right. I'm a prodigal son, and just like my Grandpappy said, this whole regime is mine. Just like Un's daddy told him one day that he would hand their kingdom over to him, Grandpappy Jerry's going to make me the owner and GM of the Cowboys one day. And when he does, you know what I'm going to do, Mr. Gonk?
I don't know.
I'm going to be drinking nothing but Janet Weckerly's breast milk mixed with horchata. Spalding out.
There you go.
Wow. All right. News making. There's something else. He's a big fan of horchata is what I took away from that.
That's what I got from it, too. Coming up next, wireless fun?